Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dotson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
We're beginning the letter of 1 Timothy today. Paul the Apostle writing to his young protege by the name of Timothy. This letter, again written to Timothy, was written in AD 64-65, and Paul had just come out of his imprisonment in Rome, perhaps was even still in it. Now Paul, he apparently was released at this point from prison, it seems, of several years, during which time he revisited many churches in Asia and Macedonia. When Paul and Timothy returned to Ephesus, they found what was clearly widespread false teaching in the church. Paul, he had warned the Ephesian elders to be on guard against false teachers who would inevitably come after he left. Paul sent Timothy to lead the Ephesian church while he moved on to Macedonia. Paul may have written this letter from somewhere within Macedonia. Paul wrote to Timothy to help him deal with what was clearly a difficult situation in the Ephesian church. And Paul eventually was arrested again, for sure, and he was later executed. Now, the books of 1 and 2 Timothy, as well as the book of Titus, are known commonly as the pastoral epistles or the pastor's letters. Now, knowing that, we might therefore be apt to simply shrug off these books as not directly applicable to those of us who are not pastors or not seeking the position of a pastor. But that would be an error on our part. Because you see, these letters, even if primarily directed to pastors, would clearly express and affect the church and how the church is operated. And therefore, it's going to affect us directly. It's going to affect us intimately. Timothy apparently served as the pastor in the church of Ephesus. Titus, which we will get to sooner or later here, is pastor of the church of Crete. Now, there would be a lot of people in those churches who would have much at stake when it came to just how their pastors were supposed to lead those communities. Now, these pastors, as well as all the pastors who would follow after them, would endure intense fires of testing and deep trials of faith. They would need to be broken, as we all do, and then rebuilt into the image of their Lord and Master. And that which was not learned through verbal instruction would then have to be trained through the experiential. And I think, in fact, all of us are in that same boat. In other words, we can either receive our spiritual instruction through being taught it, or we can learn it the hard way. But look, if we're going to be a child of God and truthfully be used for the kingdom of glory, which we are all called as Christians to do, by the way, then we are going to learn these things, and we're going to learn them one way or another. Paul would refer to this young pastor Timothy as, quote, my own son in the faith, end quote. And it is commonly accepted that Paul had led Timothy to salvation early in their relationship, and then was subsequently discipled, trained, and sent out by Paul into the field of ministry. In this letter, Paul is going to be writing to young Timothy to instruct him on what is the priorities in the operation of the local church, as well as the godly conduct of the individual and individuals who make up that church body. Paul, no doubt, knew that his time on earth was limited, or at least could very well be limited, especially in Timothy's second letter. These words would, in fact, be Paul's last letters, his final recorded words to Timothy, as well as to us. Seemingly being, I think, strangely aware of that fact, Paul was intensely involved with how things would carry on after he was gone. I understand that. The ministry future would have to be invested in these men that he had brought up in the faith and sent out to the furtherance of the gospel. The focus of these letters then, as well as the instruction found within them, are going to be intensely based upon prayer and the study of the word. These, you see, must be the foundational building blocks of our own ministries and our own maturation in the faith. Timothy would herein be instructed, as to the abiding centrality of these issues and be directed to both teach and model this lifestyle to the flock over which he was personally in authority. Certainly, this letter is for all believers, though, who understand their role as both sheep in the church as well as ministers on the street of their own calling. Next time we get together, we jump in to verse 1.
That was A Daily Devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.